Would you buy cell phone service from your cable company? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. So there are some new players in the cell phone business, your cable company. Since 2017, Comcast has been offering cell phone service called Xfinity Mobile. Charter Communications offers Spectrum Mobile, and Altice is about to start. The service is way cheaper than standard cell phone service. $45 is about the max cost, and it can be as low as $12 a month, although you can't necessarily use any phone you want. But a lot of consumers are just starting to get pitched on adding cell phone service to their cable bills. And at a time when people are dumping cable like crazy, is cheap phone service enough of a reason to stay? Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore got pitched on phone service from his cable company, and he went and did a little digging into this growing business segment.
Yes, I was going to get a cable box from my cable company. It was a nightmare situation. I was on the phone for hours. I didn't want a cable box, but they made me get one in order to have internet. Let's not even talk about it. The point is while I was on hold forever, the cable lady was like, hey, do you want cell phone service? And I was like, since when do you have cell phone service? A. B, if your cell phone service is anything like your cable service, then no, I do not want it. But also, tell me more about it.
Right. Why are these cable companies, Comcast, Altice, Charter, they're trying to be cell phone companies too?
Yeah, because there are lots of people like me who really do not want to have cable, and they need to find ways to retain customers, lower what the industry calls churn, you know, basically people cycling in and out. This is a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that cost, because it is cheap. I have been tempted, even though I myself just churned out of the Comcast ecosystem. I considered it. Did you talk to anybody about how they're making any money?
So there's two things. They're leasing cellular service from Verizon, basically. That's cheaper for them because they don't have to deal with the infrastructure side of being a cell phone operator. And then they're lowering their costs by using their own Wi-Fi networks to cover some of the data of their users.
Okay, well, here's the $45 question, though. Did you sign up?
No, and I don't have a rational explanation for that because I should be signing up for that.
I mean, I should, too. Like, I should have stuck with Comcast and gotten the quadruple play or whatever. And I wonder if the biggest hurdle that these companies have, they are, by every poll, among the most hated companies in America. Like, is it just a marketing problem?
I mean, it could well be that, because that was the first thing that popped in my mind when they were trying to sell me on their cell phone service. I was like, uh-huh, with your track record, uh-huh. But, like, this is a very sticky business. Like, once you are with a mobile cell phone provider, you are likely to stick there for a while. So if they can get people, that can leak into their cable service.
The other most hated group of companies in the world is those cell phone companies, Verizon, AT&T. And so I wonder, you know, is it possible that this could be actual competition, especially if Sprint and T-Mobile merge and there's only three big providers? Could this actually prove to be a helpful competitive landscape for we poor consumers?
Well, maybe, but the thing is that those cell companies already offer competing low-cost cell phone services like Boost Mobile. They're all in that same arena.
Got it. I just want Verizon to have competition. Although, in this case, Verizon's still getting paid, we should be clear, because these cable companies are leasing their space from the Verizon network.
Yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, Verizon has to do by law. I mean, there's two reasons why Verizon's doing that. Because when I learned that, I was like, Verizon, what are you doing? Why are you leasing out? Why are you giving your lunch to your competitors? But then I learned that, A, this is going after a segment of the market they would otherwise not get, people who are only willing to pay a very low price, A. And B, they're required to by law, a very old law.
That's Marketplace reporter Sabri Benishore. Now, despite some built-in skepticism on plain display, these services seem to be doing pretty well. Comcast's Xfinity Mobile has 1.4 million users, almost a million of those signed on in 2018 alone, and it brought in almost $1 billion in revenue last year. And now for some related links. I mean, I also went and did a little digging, and Xfinity Mobile, which is what I have in my area, actually is a pretty good deal, especially if you don't use a lot of mobile data. There's a link on our website, marketplacetech.org, to a review site called Clark.com. One reviewer wrote that he got his monthly bill down to $12 a month for mobile service. And it quotes another user who said that because he uses under 100 megabytes of data per month, mostly by staying on Wi-Fi and, I guess, banning YouTube, his monthly bill for the cell phone service from his cable company is actually zero. Now, I should point out that these plans operate like any prepaid service, where, yes, it's cheaper, but there might be more data limits and you can't bring any phone you want. The Wall Street Journal, though, has a story from May about Altice's plans to launch its service this summer, piggybacking on the Sprint network and Wi-Fi hotspots, of course. And the plot may be thickening even more, because maybe you wouldn't buy cell phone service from your cable company for reasons of trust or reputation or whatever. But what if Amazon got in that game? There have been persistent rumors for about a month that Amazon might buy Boost Mobile. That's the prepaid carrier that's owned by Sprint. Federal regulators have said that if Sprint wants to merge with T-Mobile, it'll have to spin off Boost Mobile. So why Amazon? Well, according to a Wired piece, Amazon might be tempted by another service to sell you. I mean, it's already got your credit card number. But it could also end up with more control over the wireless network you use to access its services. So no one could block, say, the Amazon app or streaming video or music, since, you know, there's no more net neutrality. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Dan Powell is our engineer. Jesus Alvarado is our first ever Marketplace Tech intern. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. If you're a member of your local public radio station, we thank you because your support helps those stations keep programs like Marketplace Tech on the air. But for Marketplace to really grow, we need additional investment from those who care most about what we do. Superfans like you. Help us keep telling stories that matter. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.